I'm here with Senator Lindsey Graham. And Senator, always a pleasure to have you on the line with us. And one of the things that I can't believe that I have heard is that on this, on the Affordable Care Act, that the government is just going to pay the insurance companies without verification. I'm totally blown away by this, and it kind of reminds me of the mortgage situation we got into where we didn't verify and people started owning homes, and then of course that became a debacle.
Well, Ann, it's a pretty obvious to me they're making this up as they go. This thing is not ready for prime time. It's structurally flawed, fundamentally unsound, but yeah, it's just not the website, it's the infrastructure behind the website. How can you prevent fraud? You're going to make insurance reimbursement, the subsidies are going to be paid to insurance companies. Well, what kind of check and balance system will there be in effect? What kind of verification system will we have when you get online, to make sure that the income you're reporting is your actual income? This thing is a nightmare. It is structurally unsound. There are three things about it people should understand. When they tell you you're going to get more and pay less, that should make you wonder, how many times does that actually happen? They also say, the Obama folks, that we're going to cover everybody in America, 30 million new folks, with a subsidy, but it won't affect you. And we're going to make every business in the country reissue policies offering more coverage, but it won't affect job creation. Those three things make no sense.
I agree with you. But so what is the Republicans' policy here? Are the Republicans just going to let this burn out or just let it fall on its face?
Good question. I think Republicans should engage and stop the system from becoming a full of fraud. I think it would be good to push this idea. You can't reimburse unless you have some verification system. But from my point of view, what I'm telling my Democratic colleagues, let's fall out. Let's stop and start over. My policy is going to be stop and start over.
Is that going to work, though, Lindsey? I mean, a lot of people are saying that, it's just going to move forward. And I think a lot of people are becoming very desperate. I'm talking about the American public. And is this going to lead to the single-payer system simply because they're so frustrated and worried about health care?
Well, I think it's going to show you what the world would look like with a single-payer system. And a lot of people... The goal of Obamacare is to displace the private sector, to go to a federally run government program for everybody. But here's the good news from my point of view. You've seen what your world will look like. You're having the federal government in charge of your health care. To say this website's a disaster is an understatement, but you're going to have less choice, less doctors, and cost is going to go through the roof. From my point of view, I'm not going to enroll in the D.C. Exchange as a United States Senator. If I enrolled in the D.C. Exchange, I would be eligible for a subsidy up to 75% of my Obamacare premium would be paid by the federal government as an employer-sponsored health care. I'm going to enroll in the South Carolina Exchange as a 58-year-old male and pay whatever... whatever option I have, I'm going to be in the same boat as everybody else my age in South Carolina without a subsidy. The reason I want to do that is, one, I don't think I should have a better deal than the average person, and I want to highlight exactly how ill-conceived this thing is.
Well, Lindsey, do you think the Republicans are not going to put forth a plan and see what happens, or should they be out there?
Both. I think the first thing we've got to do is make sure the Democrats own this. They passed this Obamacare without one Republican vote. I voted against it on day one and voted to repeal, replace it, defund it every time I could. I never thought shutting down the government was a smart way to defund it. I have been consistently against Obamacare. What I think is going to happen, Ann, is that Democrats up for election in 2014 are going to turn to some of us in the Republican Party and say, can we fix some of this and start over? I think that's the way this thing actually begins to change, is it's a political marketplace. Democrats are going to feel they need to do something for political survivability, and Republicans should be willing to work with Democrats to replace Obamacare with something better. And I think it would help to have some ideas of our own. I think it would be smart to come up with a health care proposal on the Republican side.
Yeah, maybe you need a full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal.
Well, I think what we need to do is just remind people that we told you this wouldn't work, and here's why. The construct is to displace private health insurance and turn it into a backdoor single-payer plan.
Sure.
You can't afford it. You're going to lose doctor choice. My premiums, by entering into the South Carolina Exchange, are going to over double. And this is happening all over the country. I'm not so much worried about me. It'd be about $400 a month more for me, somewhere in that neighborhood. But there are plenty of people out there running a small business, struggling to get by. And, you know, middle-class folks, they're going to see their health care premiums go through the roof. Why? Because you're paying to subsidize other people's health care plans.
Sure.
And this one-size-fits-all is not going to work.
I realize that, you know, and so that's where we are really right now on the health care. You're up for election, re-election next year. You have about, I think, four people so far that are
right.
Piling in there. What do you think there, Lindsay? A lot of people are kind of upset with you because you haven't been staying, you've been trying to work with Democrats, et cetera.
Well, I'm a Ronald Reagan Republican, and I believe in getting 80% is a good thing. Ronald Reagan worked with Tip O'Neill to save Social Security from bankruptcy. I'm a Ronald Reagan Republican. Peace through strength. National security is the most important thing we do at the federal level. And quite frankly, I don't think there's a stronger voice in the country for our men and women in uniform than my voice, because I've walked in their shoes and I understand their needs, and I'm worried about radical Islam being on the rise. But we'll have plenty of time for an election. I worry about the Iranian efforts to get a nuclear weapon. The Obama administration's basically, our friends are afraid and our enemies are emboldened. I'm very much into Benghazi. There are going to be some more things coming out here soon. So plenty of time for the election. I'll be running on my record. I'm a social and fiscal conservative. I've got a record I'm very proud of on fiscal conservatism, social conservatism. I'm sponsoring a ban on abortions at the 6 month, the 20-week abortion ban at 20 weeks. The child is able to feel pain, and I think at that point in the pregnancy, we should stand up for that child. I'm trying to allow states to opt out of Obamacare. I think South Carolina should be able to go her own way, and Obama's let unions, and he's given unions waivers and all of his friends. So I'm trying to create a system where every state can opt out if they want to. So the election will be here and plenty of time for us to campaign, but right now I'm trying to focus on being the best senator I can be.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you, I was quite surprised when this, when the filibuster was taken away, because I know that was one of the ways that you were going to keep certain people out. Now, what
yeah.
do you do?
Well, okay, the Democrats chose to do away with the 60-vote requirement to get a nomination for judges below the Supreme Court approved. I think that turns the Senate into the House. They're going to regret this. If a cabinet member or an administration appointee, now you can approve these people with a majority vote. I put a lot of folks on hold to make sure I could talk to the Benghazi survivors. This has undercut my effort somewhat, but not completely. I think this is a power grab by the Democrats. I think the reason they changed the rules is to stack the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals with Obama judges. These are the people who hear appeals from lawsuits by the citizens against their government. If you wanted to challenge Obamacare in federal court, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals would be the place that would hear the appeal. So this is a power grab, very much like Obamacare. I hope when we get back in charge, it will change the rules so that you got to get 60 votes to put somebody into one of these offices. But I will keep pushing for Benghazi. I've talked to my first survivor. There's three more I want to talk to, and I'll be releasing some information next week about some of the things I've learned, and what I've learned is very disturbing.
I guess you probably have information, even though you can't prove it right now. You have knowledge. How will you proceed to be able to get that knowledge out there?
Just keep pushing and pushing and pushing, holding up where I need to. I'm not asking for too much. I want the survivors made available to me and other members of Congress. They were made available to the Accountability Review Board, the State Department's internal investigation. You cannot allow the executive branch to investigate itself. I learned a lot from talking about one of the survivors. I'll release some of the information that I found out. There are other people I want to talk to. I'm convinced now more than ever that this protest story was political fiction. Nobody on the ground in Benghazi ever reported a protest. They reported a terrorist attack. And the fact that the compound was so unsecured and all the security requests had been denied, no one's been held accountable for that yet. And my goal is to make sure that we know what happened, who changed those talking points about it being a protest based on a video rather than a terrorist attack. I want to find out who allowed the Benghazi conflict to become a death trap. I want to find out why we couldn't help these people for 8.5 hours. I'm learning more every day, and stay tuned.
Absolutely, right here on WCRS. Senator Lindsey Graham, thank you so much. I know with the holidays coming up, I really would like to hear something you have to say to all of our listeners out there.
Merry Christmas. God bless you and your family. Pray for our troops. This world is a very dangerous place. Radical Islam is on the march. Our way of life is very much affected by this movement in the Mideast. We got to keep our guard up. We a lot of struggles here at home. People worried about their jobs and their health care, but we still have a lot to be thankful for as an American. And I just want to let everybody know that it's been an honor being the senator from South Carolina. Pray for our troops and have a great holiday.
Well, God bless you, Senator Lindsey Graham. Thanks so much for calling us today.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.